The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Hello, good morning. It's Oliver Callan here, minding the shop for Ryan. For the fortnight, he's gone fishing, as Louis Armstrong might put it. But the shop is still open, and so get life off your chest on text 51551 and on the email ryan@rte.ie. And welcome to Tuesday. It is the 1st of June, so well done to everyone for getting here after one of the wettest Mays on record. In fact, just 3 weeks into May, Dublin Airport was reporting six times more rain than last year. May 2020. Remember, it was lovely and sunny. And of course, June 2020 was one of the wettest Junes. So we are owed a dry, dry June. Thank you very much. Another little bit of a weather fun fact for you. This day last year was the hottest day of the year. It hit 27.1 degrees in Newport and County Mayo. Up Mayo! And there was a hosepipe ban not long afterwards. But it's wet. It's wet over in the west of Ireland. It's a lovely day in the east coast. We're going to have another sunny day here in the Midlands and the east, and then so sunny southeast and northeast. But the west, unfortunately, the rain is just going just right up the wild Atlantic Way. Just a big skite of rain. So unpleasant, unfortunately. I think the weather's going to be decent. And there's loads of silage trailers. You have to watch out for the silage trailers at the minute in the countryside. Don't say that in AA Roadwatch, do they? They're just like flying around the place because it's that sort of weather. Now, you know the country's returning to normal because I was listening to the live line yesterday, entertaining and informative as ever. And the complaints ranged from a fella who found a loaf of bread cost 12 euro to a stinker of a review for Riverdance, the animated movie. So, you know, makes a difference from pandemic and, oh my God, can I go outside the door? How many kilometres can I go? And civil liberties and all of that sort of thing. So, you know, we didn't remake the world as we got excited about. We didn't change society. But we have all the little petty things now we want to get off our chest. And actually, on that, mine is the people who use baskets in supermarkets, but they don't stack them properly afterwards when they get to the till. Those people are a menace to society. I mean, when you're two, you get the thing. You know, the triangle goes in the triangle. The square thing goes in the square. It's simple. The wire basket, it's got the two handles, you know. So they either fling them in sideways or they leave one of the handles in the way. We can't have a civilized society where this is tolerated. I'm sorry, people. Get it together. If you do have tiny complaints, 51551, wash your hands, is the number here. And Lifeline is open for business as well, of course, all day long. I know it's actually Joe's wash your hands, 51551, wash your hands, has become sort of shans. It's so quick now, it's just shans. Anyway, to the newspapers today, what's weird and wonderful in the newspapers, President Higgins is everywhere. You might have heard a bit of it already, but my favourite caption of the day is in the Irish Examiner, Horse on Uachtaráin, and it's a picture of Snowy, the white horse, and her foal, Iverken. And I think any minister who's in trouble, any politician who's having a spot of difficulty, or is kind of perpetually in it, they should get themselves a pet, because around the world, the pet grants you a sort of political immunity from criticism, because you kind of go, look, he's got a horse and he loves dogs. Barack Obama had a Portuguese water dog, the late Bo. Joe Biden, of course, he's a rescue Alsatian, which causes more trouble and people are more upset about the dog than anything Joe Biden has done. And Donald Trump, no pets and totally loathe. There has to be a connection. Mind you, Boris Johnson has a dog, or Mrs. Carrie Johnson has a dog. Apparently so obsessed with the dog that when the Times of London recently reported that the dog, I think it's Charlie, was unwell, she got on really angrily and ordered them to correct the record, said, no, this is a very well looked after dog. Very, very big into the dog. But anyway, yes, the President of Ireland has Iverken, who is a beautiful horse, because I'd say it in the west of Ireland, a horse. And it's wonderful. And the Independent tells us about Iverken, apparently named after Iverken Gingal MacMillan, which is a Milesian warrior poet of Irish mythology who defeated the Tuatha Dé Danann. Yes, indeed, of course. I don't know who that is, but some sort of poet who made poteen by boiling turnips, stones and begrudging, stirring it and then drinking it until they were blind, and then had an aisling,
which is a lovely, lovely word for a hallucination brought on by being Irish and being a bit of a loner.
Dylan is the name of Carrie and Boris's dog. Really, Dylan? Okay. When they give the kind of very human names to animals, you know, it's barking mad. Oh, pun of the day already. 5551551551. Wash your hands. The Rose of Tralee gets a great airing across all the newspapers as well. Why? Because the Rose of Tralee is cancelled. What? Why? What did the Rose of Tralee say? Did she say something terrible about Meghan Markle? No, the event has been cancelled. Ah, I see. And Dahi's got the woes of Tralee is the Irish Daily Star on page 3 today. And the host is gutted at the cancellation because you see a picture of Dahi O'Shea and you go straight into it. Straight into it. Very sad to announce the 357th annual Rose of Tralee gone. I am Dahi O'Shea, your host, half man, half beast. I speak fluent Lutherman. Ha! It's gone. There was talk of it happening at the October bank holiday weekend, but it's not possible. And Dahi has said that the festival wouldn't work via Zoom. I don't know, probably because he couldn't.
I couldn't turn on the laptop. I only know how to mash the keypad. Go on! Chicken fillet roll destroyed me last laptop.
Anyway, Rose Tralee, fantastic, fantastic airing. Des Cahill is there as well on the Star because... Well, he's a granddad. Yeah. What? And yes, the former Dancing with the Stars contestant is how they describe him here. Wow. Has revealed his daughter Amy's welcomed a baby boy yesterday. So cohortus to everyone involved. And he can't wait to see until his grandson is old enough to meet him in Copperface Jacks. Apparently he said, I can't wait to visit him or his fantastic mother. My ambition is that when he rocks up to Coppers in 19 years, the lads will say, go on ahead, your granddad is inside. Yeah.
Does Des think Coppers is going to be a nursing home in 19 years? Or
it's a bit of a nursing home already, if we're perfectly honest about it. Now, moving swiftly on, because this is very important. It's in the Irish Examiner, and it's all about ring forts. Rahana, I think they might have been called, but Ra. There's loads of place names around the country. It starts with Rath, as we use it in the anglicised version, but it means ring fort. It's a fort. Very, very important. And there's a time, apparently, when you'd spark a sense of keeping on the right side of the fairies is what has been protecting the ring forts for so long. The fear of the fairies. Because if you cut a hawthorn tree or something that was growing or removed a ring fort, people said you'd be cursed. And bad stuff that has happened has been put down to, well, they removed the stones from the ring fort or from the fairy fort. But apparently all of that superstition and folklore and supernatural beliefs are being wiped away, and what's happening, it's destroying our ring forts. Apparently, forts are being obliterated at an incredible rate, according to a new book which has an amazing title, Men Who Eat Ring Forts. About half of the estimated 60,000 forts have disappeared, according to well-known folklorist Eddie Linehan. The last survey carried out by the Heritage Council in 2001 showed the trend accelerated in the final decades of the last century, especially when Ireland joined the now EU in the early 70s. Very specific link. Are we blaming the EU connection? Was this a kind of an IRA? No, it isn't. Anyway, it's all obviously about the intensive farming, because you can see the small holdings, the hedges have started to be removed because people are farming hundreds, if not up to 1,000 cows in places. And that means that kind of ring fort is there. That's in the way of progress. And it's been wiped away, which makes me very upset indeed. Very sad for the ring forts. Anyway, Eddie Linehan said he's travelled around collecting fairy lore. So he's trying to protect the fairy forts and the stories that go along with them. So look after the ring forts, I say. Another thing we need to look after is the Matt Damon's position in Irish folklore. And great news for the Matt Damon in the pandemic, stuck in Dublin and in Dorky specifically last year. He is coming back. A major homecoming with a guest appearance at the Dorky Book Festival. He is Dorky's favourite adopted son, according to the Irish Independent. He's been announced as a guest speaker. The Jason Bourne actor who will talk to David McWilliams on the 20th of June. That's very soon, which is all virtual, by the way, the Dorky Book Festival, because you can do all these talks virtually. And he's going to be discussing everything, including his sandwich order from the Country Bake, bags of cans, which of course is what everyone claimed he had in the Super Value bag, although it was clearly a... what would a dry robe fit into a Super Value bag? I don't know about the... Have you fit one into a shopping bag? 51551, wash your hands. With a dry robe. Why on the dry robe afterwards? And he's going to be there, among other guest speakers, which include President Michael D. Higgins twice in the one newspaper roundup, and international bestselling author Isabel Allende, Professor Brian Cox, And he's the guy, everything is wonderful. And Russian businessman Mikhail Khodorkovsky, which is, that's a real swerve there, isn't it? From Matt Damon to an exiled Russian tycoon. Now, very important, this is something which I actually punched the air when I saw it today, because Andrea Mara has tweeted a remedy for those of us who want to work outside with our computers, but you can't because it reflects everything and you can just see yourself. You can't see anything on the screen. You turn up the brightness and the computer lasts only 2 minutes and you go and find extension cords. It doesn't work, but she's figured out a very simple way. It's day two of a 3-day heat wave, says Andrea, who must be on the East Coast. Good time to remember that putting your laptop in a cardboard box means you can see the screen and work outdoors. I mean, I'm sure many people have come up with this remedy, but basically, I can see the laptop here in the picture on the tweet. It's inside the box. The flaps are so it's on sitting on one of the flaps, and there's a flap above and to the left and right of it, totally shading the screen, and you can see it. I'm going to be trying that out, and I'll be outside. I don't, even if it's cloudy, I'm going to try it because there are warm days. And it's nice and cloudy. Another thing that makes me very excited, of course, is the return of cinemas, which I mentioned yesterday. And the chains and stuff are announcing their details. Omniplex are straight out. The Irish Times tells us that they are doing a phased reopening of cinemas. Let's see here. Where the in-cinema seat separation. Okay, so the measures include in-cinema seat separation, 2 metre bubble around each cinema booking. Wish they did this forever. Because you get, there's no heads in the way, there's no phones lighting up their screens, there's no loud eating of popcorn. What? No, Dez, not you. You're granddad, Dez. People eat loudly in the cinema. It's terrible. It's awful. The limited capacity of 50 a screen. Now, obviously, Omniplex would pack them out. And we'll see that day one day. We'll be happy because there's a great atmosphere in cinemas when it is full and there's anticipation when the nerds get to nerd out. So, yes, they are reopening. The opening of a brand new Omniplex cinema in Killarney. It was supposed to happen last year. It's going to happen this year in July with a Max Deluxe screen with lots of X's. Killarney is about to be amazed by big screen and so on. I need to get to the places where they're opening. Yes, Omniplex cinemas in Arklow, Cork, Dundalk, Galway, Limerick, Rathmines, Sligo, Tralee, Wexford will open on the 7th of June, while Carlow, Balbriggan, Drogheda, Monaghan, Roscommon, Waterford will open on June 11th. And that's Mark Anderson, because the cinema world in Ireland is dominated really by two families. The Wards, they have the IMC chain, and then there's the Omniplex, which are the Anderson family. And it was, I think, Leo Ward, I think it was, he was the original fan. I think he had the Savoy. And it's an amazing story about cinemas. But anyway, they're opening and it's good news indeed. 51551 is the number. We have at least 47,000 ring forts in Ireland. The article in the book is pure idiotry, claims this texter here. Well, Eddie Linehan is not here to defend himself, but he's a well-known folklorist and a very good folklorist. And there are many people who would testify to that. So, you know, you're just a texter. You know, you write your own book, Man Eats Ring Forts. Come on. And we'll do the same thing here and the Examiner will pore over it. My supermarket pet hate, this is going back to the thing with the baskets, you know, they like put the baskets in the right place. Anyway, my pet hate is people throwing a heap of coins at a supermarket checkout and the shop assistant has to count it all out. Yes, says Patricia, yes, I've seen that. And they sit there with a kind of toe tapping thing. Try doing that to the Aldi, the little people there, because they kind of very fast, no time. They've no time for that at all. They'd probably be able to count it in super speed and then scan other people's shopping. Anyway, I sent a text to you yesterday, says this one, about two girls clearing litter by the daughter. Yes, we didn't get time to him, sorry. So this Paddy from Goatstown was telling us about two girls, clearing litter. They're totally voluntary. They go out and pick up the litter. He met one of them this morning, working hard, decided to have a chat. He discovered they are Brazilians. And she told me her name was Renata. So she is from Sao Paulo. And name the stars, says Paddy in Goatstown. Yes, so thank you to Renata and her friend, the Brazilians, who are cleaning up the daughter because of filthy, filthy Irish. Actually, we were discussing litter so much yesterday. I just kept seeing it. As I was driving up to the northeast along the road, I saw a bag strewn. And it was like a full refuse sack and the litter had scattered. Everyone said, has someone thrown out a bag? And then I saw another bag. And then another one, because obviously people clean up the roadside. This is the bypass of Carrickmacross. And they fill bags and bags of this stuff. And the council comes along and picks it up. I don't know if it's the council doing it or is it? It's usually volunteers, isn't it? So, you know, you can put all the litter bins in cities and towns to get people to put the litter in. But there's no stopping people to fling it out of the car window. Coffee cups out the window. Oliver, if Matt Damon is returning, does it mean we are heading for another lockdown just to keep him here? Says Dave in North County, Dublin. I think that's why they're zooming him in this time. They're zooming him in, I'm sure. Because if you spot Matt Damon, then you bless yourself. He's like spotting Matt Damon with a Super Value bag is like at the Magpies of kind of lockdown. You kind of wave, bless yourself. Some people salute the magpie. There must be a Matt Damon rhyme that we can say to stave off the Matt Damons, the dose of the Damons. So in good news related to COVID, jabs for 40-year-olds. Yes, that's me. So it's a very self-indulgent piece. Tweet by Stephen Donnelly, who is Minister for Health and Informative Action. Yes. TED talky man. Yes, he's great. He is delighted to be able to share online registration for COVID-19 vaccine for those aged 40 to 44 is commencing when? Wednesday, tomorrow, 2nd of June. 44s on Wednesday, 43s on Thursday, 42s on Friday, 41 Saturday, so 40s on Sunday. So I'll be registering on Sunday, and you need your PPS number and your air code and your local GP, I believe. And it's all going to be very exciting. And then we can go out and we can enjoy stuff. But yeah, okay. Before I wrap up this, we have to mention Mayor of Easttown. But I'm not going to mention it because people haven't seen it. But it has got rave. There will not be a better telly show this year, I don't believe. It is amazing. Kate Winslet is incredible. It's only 7 episodes long. It's a whodunit. It's much more than that. And there's loads of Irish, kind of Irish America in there as well. And they've all got that way where they say a hoop. They've got that hoop. A hoop. It's an accent thing. You have to get into it. I'm not going to say any more. The only thing I'm going to say, actually, in terms of recommending telly shows, is if someone says to you, you have to watch this thing. No, you have to watch this thing. And you go, where is it? Justwatch.ie is a great website because it's an official website. It's paid for, I think. All the clients of it are the distributors of all these, the Sonys and the MGMs and the Foxes and all that. And it basically comes up. It shows exactly where you can watch the show, legally, obviously. And there'll be no more, oh, I have no idea where that is, and searching for it and then saying you can't get it. And it's also a good site because it shows what other people are watching, what's popular. And you can go to the one that you've subscribed to, the streaming service, and it tells you exactly what's going on there and what new stuff is on it. Justwatch.ie. That's the Irish version of a global thing. Okay, it's 9:20 and I think we are going to have some of this. Ah, yes. T-Rex. Is it better than the original? No. T-Rex, obviously, there. Bang and Gong, Get It On. But that's the sound of Bono, U2, and on the piano and in the backing vocals, Elton John. It's from the fantastic album Angel-Headed Hipster, which is all Mark Bolan's T-Rex's hits reimagined by stars. It took years and years to make. There's a very good Nick Cave one in there, but a bit slow for the morning. I thought that was a good boppy one for the morning. 51551 is the text number. Oliver, wouldn't it be fun to ask some fairies to visit the cyber criminals, says Sandra. I think you're describing the plot of the Artemis Fowl books, actually, by Owen Colfer. On the subject of pets doing good stuff to help politicians, President Nixon's career was saved by a television appearance with his dog Checkers by his side, says that's Texter. Also was probably saved by his... didn't he reset American policy with China in his later years? He just went to work. But Checkers, no doubt, his little dog, faithful and trusty and loyal as he was, helped out. Now, when I mentioned ring forts, we've set off a stream, a real battle here that could end up on Liveline. It's getting that dangerous. Eddie Lenihan, he's written the book, Men Who Eat Ring Forts. He says 60,000, half of them are destroyed. And our texter, who I didn't know anything about, I questioned his credentials on the matter. And he says, Eddie Lenihan may be a well-known folklorist, but I'm a well-known medieval archaeologist. I've written my own book. We have 47,000 ring forts at least, and they are well cared for by Irish farmers. Don't know who that person is, but it does tally with a lot of stuff since I did a bit of Googling there during the song. 50,000 seems to be the figure. We don't know how well cared they are. I can actually say that we have one on the farm. It's very well looked after, our fort, our ring fort. We dare not touch a hair on its head. So this could go on. This could become a battle royale between Eddie Lenihan and our mysterious texter. We'll take a breath and a breather.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, loads of people are getting in touch about Zoe Ryan and her story about of psoriasis, and they're telling us about their stories. By the way, the Irish Skin Foundation will have more information, irishskin.ie. But to the text, I'm listening to the girl about her psoriasis. I too have it in my scalp, also have thick hair. I suffered for years trying different options to keep it at bay. But during lockdown, I got my hair cut short, stopped using hair colour, and OMG, I can't believe the difference. I hardly ever have a breakout now. Very different experiences. This person says they were mugged when they were 18 and during the attack punched hard on the back of my neck. Over the next few months, I developed severe psoriasis on the area I was punched. It lasted for 10 miserable years, scratching, bleeding scalp, flaky skin and so on. At 28, I got pregnant. Within weeks, it disappeared. It has never come back and I'm now 44. Nobody can explain this. Well done, Zoe, for talking about this. This is how it's linked to stress and how it can be triggered. It can be lying dormant in your system, hereditary, and just get sparked by the stress and probably post-traumatic stress from being so violently attacked there. This person says, I've had psoriasis since I was 11. I'm 43 now. I've got extensive arthritis, and at one point or another, it's affected every part of my body. It's always been out of control. I've learned there are so many more important things in life than this. I've realised focusing on the many positive things I'm lucky to have in my life is the best treatment. Good luck and best wishes to that young woman. So there's loads and loads, as I say, on psoriasis. This part, one more. I've had psoriasis from 2 years of age. It left in my 40s. I'm now 66, says Paul. As I say, it's irishskin.ie will have information on it. It's not curable. They don't know the cause, but there are treatments available. As we say, it is not contagious. So if you do see someone and they might have looked like they've got a bit of dandruff or a bit of scaly skin or it's red or shiny, there's no need to comment and point it out. Oh my God, look at the thing. Because Zoe Ryan, her father, Dennis, said in that interview that one of the worst things was people just pointing it out to him all the time and going, oh, you're bleeding there at the back of your head. You need to get that looked at. There's no need to point out everything. You know, we're not doctors who go on the fly. Irishskin.ie. We're going to have to take a break. Now, welcome back. In our last few minutes, just while we return quickly to the ring forts, Raz, as they are, as Gaeilge, they're only one of many items in our heritage that have been damaged by our modernity. Farmers are only a minority of the perhaps unwitting offender. Congrats on raising the subject, says Christy and Boyle. Yes, I think he's referring to, there's a lot of them believed to be hidden under motorways. This text says, there was a ring fort within sight of our home, your home county, which is Monaghan. Monaghan, of course, being a county of Drumlins, has loads of ring forts, and you'll always see them on the slightly taller one because they can oversee invaders on the way or whatever. My father used reverse psychology. He used to say, if you're still awake at midnight, you'll hear the fairies making music and dancing. During the summer months, we loved to visit the fort where we had a 360-degree view of the surrounding countryside. And in August, the added bonus was lots of frockons. Is it frockons to be picked? Happy days there. Yet on my mum's territory down in East Cork, there's a huge fort actually overlooking Yall Bay. Amazing views of Yall Bay, and there was a souterrain underneath, which was one of their escape tunnels, and it was still intact the last time we saw it a couple of years ago. There was a fort on my late father's farm. Sometimes I wonder if it was kept under the new owner when they bought the farm. It would be such a shame if it's gone. And somebody says, your listeners might be interested in this. Yes, I'm interested in this. At Every Ring Fort on Twitter is posting an image of every ring fort in Ireland. One per hour, created by Keith Phelan of the Munster Technological University. Twitter.com/everyringfort is the place to find it there. That is that's a really, I'm going to check that one out. How does he get them? Do people have to submit them? Or, because I'm from a farming background, queasy about strolling onto land. I do it the odd time and I'm just waiting kind of a farmer's sniper, sniper verbals to come at me. And there are great photographs apparently on that site. I'm going to be looking at that now as soon as we're finished here. Pet peeves I was talking about earlier. Yes, supermarket baskets. I agree with you, Oliver, on the supermarket baskets. I nearly always have to rearrange the top basket before I stack mine. Yes, Martina, I'm with you. I'm like usually arranging them and putting them in. And then I do a kind of an evil eye around the place. Who did that? My pet peeve in supermarkets are people who appear right behind you with one or two items and stare at you and put you under pressure until you reluctantly ask them, do you want to go ahead of me? But I'm usually under pressure to get back to the children and I'm not being rude, so I have to let them, but it does bug me. Yeah, I mean, that's a difficult topic now. That's a week of live lines, whether, you know, you should let the person, they've only got two things, you've got an entire shopping trolley, but they do get a bit close and they do give you the stink eye. But let them ahead if you're not in a hurry, or turn around and go, I'm in a hurry, can't do it today. Maybe someone else will do it, and you can pass on the good deed. It's 10 o'clock. Claire Byrne is next. Good morning. Chat again tomorrow.
RTE Radio 1.